Coach's Insight programs continuing here on Care Country tonight. We are joined now by Morehill Mounts Academy football coach. That is Zach Fredrickson, brought to you by Taco John's, Exchange Bank, and Amberwell Health. Coach, another first few, or I should say the first couple of weeks of the season, and you can argue you saw the two best teams, at least to this point, in the Northeast Kansas League with JCN and Jackson Heights. You guys get one. You get on track. A big win last week for number one on the year against Maranatha Academy, 54-6. I'm just sure you and your coaches, maybe just a little bit of sigh of relief that you were able to get that first one of the year.
Yeah, it's always nice to get that first one. You know, it takes the pressure off the kids, takes the pressure off us. You know, and it feels good to win, right? So it kind of gets that taste in your mouth and it makes you want it a little bit more.
I know the offense had struggled through the first couple of weeks, but hanging up 54 points against Maranatha, what clicked with the offense in week three?
Yeah, so we changed some things up, just kind of what we were running, and we just were executing much better. Blocking was good, and we actually ran the ball. So a little better than we have in the past and a little more often than we have before, but I think you know our run game's starting to become a strength.
Yeah, I'm talking, I mean, just curious, I should say, about, you talk about making changes. I know the first couple of weeks, you know, were kind of tough. Was it because of how things went in the first 2 weeks where you and the coaches kind of sat down and just thought, man, we need to switch some things up, and it was kind of working on the fly like that?
Yeah, I mean, what we were doing before, I mean, and granted, the opponents were pretty good, but we just needed to change some stuff up, get some things to execute a little better, and just something that fits our kids a little more.
Is there a little bit more pep in the step in the preparation this week, coming off a big win, heading into that district matchup with Riverside?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, you get a win, feels good. And then, yeah, like you said, district play starts. So, you know, it matters just a little bit more now, and especially with our big goal of making the playoffs. You know, every single one of your games matters.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I think multiple coaches in this district last year, and maybe you were one of them that believed that this was probably the toughest 1A district. And, you know, you could argue it might be the toughest 1A district again. Centralia, you know, went to the state title last year. They're off to a good start. They're only lost to a team out of Missouri. Riverside's bounced back with a couple of big wins. They brought everybody back. Troy has looked really good over the last couple of weeks. You guys get your first win, and then you got D West, who's played well, good opponents, and same goes with Horton. Just the overall thoughts on the district as a whole here in 2025.
Oh yeah, you said a lot of it for me, right? There's
right.
no disguising that our district is very good. You know, we returned the state runner up in a program that's always good. Riverside's a bruiser with pretty much the exact same team they had last year, and then, you know, Troy's always good, and they're off to quite a hot start, especially offensively. So, yeah, I mean, it's a tough district, and even you saw last year, our 3-seed Troy went and beat a 2-seed pretty well. So, yeah, I'd like to think our district's pretty darn good.
Well, it starts with Riverside on the road, tough place to play. You mentioned they essentially bring everybody back. They brought all 11 starters back on defense from last year, 9 of the 11 starters on offense. What are the initial thoughts on this Cyclones team you're going to see Friday night?
It's a big team. You know, they got a lot of kids on their team, and they're big. Their whole O-line's big, D-line's big. They're physical, pretty fast. So you know who they are, you know what they're going to do. It's all about just stopping them. So we just got to prepare and get ready to execute that.
Are they going to present something on Friday nights, maybe schematically, whether it's offense or defense, that you haven't seen from one of your first three opponents?
Oh, I just think their size is something, you know, we haven't seen. There's not as many teams that are as big as them up front. They got that big running back, number 30, Elijah, who's a great player. And then even, yeah, the size up front on their D-line's big, too. So I think that's going to be our biggest thing that we haven't seen yet is that. Just the physical size of their guys up front.
Give us your thoughts and just kind of expectations and keys to a win at Riverside on Friday night.
Yeah, we got to execute offensively very well. We can't blow assignments. Got to block, especially up front. Got to sustain those, and we can't have any turnovers. We got to keep the ball, keep their offense off the field, and just tackle low. We got to tackle their big back low and, you know, contain their they're speedy guys. So we just got to execute well on both sides of the ball.
There it is. Zach Fredrickson, Moore Hill Mounts Academy football coach, brought to you by Taco John's, Exchange Bank, and Amberwell Health. First district game here on Friday night. A good one. Ravens at Riverside. It's going to be fun to watch this district shape out over the next few weeks. Coach, we always appreciate it. Good luck Friday. We'll do it again next week.
Yep. Thanks, Brandon.